had a child over 5 kgs, could you stand? If you're a woman who gave birth to a child greater than 5 kgs, could you stand, please? Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Can you stand, please? Can you stand? Yes, can you stand, please? Thank you very much. Thank you. Are you the only one? I mean, I saw Clint was welcoming everybody on the stage because his wife was singing. So I thought, I thought I might as well use my opportunity just to, So this is the band, guys, and Ellen, I don't know why she chose me, but she's also singing today. So none of you, Pretoria, I would have thought like a lekker boo flow, so like a little 5.5 kg. Have yet to billiekie gebore was. So I would like to invite my children and my wife onto stage, please. Don't worry, it's not the dire promotion show. Come. Amen. Yeah, stand next to them. Stand like all in a row. So today is our 6th anniversary from when we arrived in Pretoria. Yeah. And this little guy was 5 years old, and now he's 11, and he has spent more time in Pretoria than he ever spent in Durban, and the Bulls won yesterday. Not quite sure what that means. Let's round this off. She turns 20 today. All of you who have daughters who are about to enter their teenage years, I want to bless you like I bless my neighbors at the back. I just want to bless you. And I just want to say thank you, God, that that green monster that jumped on your back at 14 has jumped off. That's all I want to say. And I want to say it's absolutely amazing having a 20-year-old daughter. You arrived here at 14 years old. And I've watched you grow and I've watched you flourish in the most amazing way. And if we want to round it off, it was about, we can round this off to 5 kgs. Yeah. Yeah. Not a Caesar. Yeah. Exactly. 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 So when I come back in the new life, I want to come back as a man again. Lest I give birth to a 5 kg baby. So when the Bible says that women are the weaker sex, I think it's got to do with other things. Because when that guy was born at 4 point something kgs, I was pushing so hard. I was in there. I was... And the doctor said to me, you are going to burst a vein in your eyes. And he said, better you stick your head out the window because you're going to faint. So I was there sticking my head out the window because my wife was in a process that I had never understood. And if you haven't been there, you won't understand it. How many of you are soldiers? How many of you have ever been soldiers? Come, soldate, stand up. Yeah, stand up. Yeah, soldier, stand up. Okay. All right.
Navy.
Okay. If you're English, then you must sit down. Yeah, because... you're not properly a soldier in South Africa if you're English. I remember arriving in the army and they said, who's from Durban? I said, no, I'm from Durban. He said, ja, jylle daggerookers. He says, now my English is finished. From today, we only speak Afrikaans. So links, rechts. Allemaal in die hart van ons, allemaal klaar. Opkeer! It's only in Afrikaans. Okay, so al die boere staan nog. Dankie, dis baie goed. What's your name? John. I took like a mean-looking boer. Yeah, hierdie groot een, hierdie een. Yeah. Yeah, kom, die boer van Babsfontein. Kom. Yeah. Jy lyk soos 'n boer van Babsfontein And you can also sit. You don't look like a soldier. Thank you, man. Yeah, okay, you can come as well because you got a loud mouth. Come, come, asseblief. Baie dankie. Jy kan ook kom met die blou hemp, asseblief, because you look like you cross. And come and stand on the stage. Come, Francois, you can also stand on the stage. On the stage, please. And hey, Zietzman, come. Come, want jy eintlik, jy was 'n soldaat saam met my. While you guys were having a happy Christmas in 1988, we were defending your borders. Look at this. Imagine going to the army with this beautiful thing. Hey, ek en hey. Psalm. So I could preach for 45. Have I already preached for 10 minutes? Okay. Well, it's my 6th anniversary. So all soldiers, now I did prepare, I've actually got a whole lot of notes, which is dangerous for you. I normally only have 4 lines. Bierman, well, you can stand. Bierman, jy lyk soos 'n soldaat. Staan mos. Yeah. Jy weet, jy het ook baie honde gehad. En ek het jou uit my bierskap gebid, so jy's weg met jou honde. En ek wil net sê vir die anders, welkom by die kerk vir die eerste keer. Okay, you with me? This is all biblical. It's all in the Bible. If you don't like it, moral letters down the road. It's all in the Bible. Robbie, jy kan nie so sing of die All Blacks hier en die All Blacks daar. En, kom, jy moet ook sing. Kom, ja. Ja, jy kan kom. Ja. Jy wil ons Engelsmanne mok, as jy sing. Ja. Solomon Matlangu geef vir die okay, so jy kan nou vorentoe gaan. If you've brought your parents to church, it's wonderful to have you here today. And I would like my children please to stand in the front here, my 4 children. And if you have had a child over 4.5 kgs, I would like you to come to the front as well. No, soldiers, keep standing. If you've had a child of 4.5, no. A child over 4. Over 4 kgs, yes. You had a child over 4 kgs, and you, please come forward. Over 4. You are a champion, my daughter.
He was diagnosed as a tumor.
My 5 kg old was diagnosed as a freak. Okay, on the stage, please. On the stage. And Roan Phillips on the stage. And Kai, you've got a big voice on the stage. And come Etienne, just because you've got a big... Where are those two brothers, Slade and those oaks? Where are those brothers, those doctors? Oh, then holiday, eh? Come, yell at you. You can't just fix knees. Come and make a noise. You make cause pain for everybody else. Come to the front. Okay, this is all in the Bible. Okay. My 6th anniversary here. My favorite preach. My favorite text in the whole Bible. Turn please to Luke chapter 3. That's why we're building a new church, because it's dripping on my Bible. Nothing like spending 50 million rand to save the pastor's Bible, eh? See it. Luke chapter 3, if you're visiting us here for the first time, we've actually been studying this in sequence. If you can just put Luke chapter 3 and verse 22 up, please. It says, when all the people... Verse 21, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. Say, like a dove. So in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis, the Bible says there was just water and the Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters.
As my Zulu friend says, Elliot, the Holy Spirit was hoovering over the waters, looking for anyone to suck up. The Holy Spirit was hovering like a dove over the waters. New creation, New Testament, new creation. The Holy Spirit was hovering like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. Said, voice from heaven. No, no, say it loudly. Voice from heaven. Say it loudly. Voice from heaven. Say to the top of your voice, voice from heaven. I wonder what that voice would have sounded like. Let's think about it again. And let's say it from the bottom of our bowels. Let's say it again, voice from heaven. I think it would have been louder than that. I believe this is the most important scripture in the whole Bible. Let's say it from deep within inside here. Deep within, voice from heaven. You see, our biggest problem is that we listen to voices from the earth. It's our number one problem in our society is that we listen to voices from the earth. We listen to failures, we listen to successes, we listen to our parents, we listen to teachers, we listen to voices, friends, that are not the voice from heaven. So our identity is formed by the opinions of man instead of the opinions of heaven. It is the number one problem in our world today. And so we have to try and impress people. And people give away their sexuality because the voice of earth is more important than the voice from heaven. And so girls give up their virginity at a young age because their fathers rejected them and they need a man to accept them. So they'll give away that which is so unbelievably holy because they would rather have a voice from earth accept them than the voice from heaven that says to them, "This is my daughter whom I love. With her I am well pleased." There's a voice from heaven that said, "You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. And so, I've preached this for 20 years. If you can turn, please, to Matthew chapter 3. And Stephen said this is a two-part sermon, so it wasn't meant to be, but otherwise it's going to be a 50-minute sermon. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. Say, out of the water. So I remember that beautiful lady with the glasses on who's been married to for 26 years. She walks like a queen, talks like a queen. She started to waddle. So I prophesy, young man, as you marry that beautiful, slender model, she will become a waddler. All woman waddle. Yeah? And then the word comes, "My waters have broken." And when the waters break, you know that you're in business. Say, when he came out the water. You know, the most amazing thing is Clint, who I tease. Clint showed this to me on Friday. I've preached the scripture for 20 years. Clint showed this to me on Friday. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven, say, voice from heaven. Said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I'm well pleased." I wanted to understand the tone. Just say tone. I wanted to understand the tone in which that phrase was made. And all I want us to do today on the 6th anniversary of us being in Pretoria, and I want to say thank you to you for treating us so well. I don't know where my friend Anton Sonnepool is. And Erica, it's been the most amazing 6 years. Love this church so much. You've been kind to me and to my family. You've treated us, 80% Afrikaans church, with unbelievable respect. It's been an amazing 6 years. But this is the number one thing I've tried to teach you. That there's a voice from heaven that says, "This is my son, whom I love, with him I'm well pleased." And let's go to Isaiah 42, please, to give you the tone and the context, and then we're finished. We'll do the rest next week. It's very exciting. Isaiah 42 says this. If you're not there, you won't find it. Here is my servant. So all of a sudden we know that Psalm 2 talks about the son. Isaiah 42 talks about the servant. And God combines the son and the servant together. Here is my servant whom I uphold. My chosen one in whom I delight. This is the exact phrase that gets quoted in Matthew 3 and Luke 3. So it comes from Isaiah 42. Here is my servant who I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight, the one in which I am well pleased. I will put my spirit on him like a dove, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. Why are you here today, ma'am, sir? I want to tell you about Jesus. You know when you blow your candle out and there's just that like that little bit of smoke, and then you lick your fingers and you snuff it out. Sometimes maybe you feel like that today. Your life is about to be snuffed out. I want to tell you the Bible says a bruised reed he will not break and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. He will put his hands around you. And he will start to blow until the smoldering wick becomes a flame again. You think, what is all this about? Let's go to verse 13. You can put it up on the board, please. Remember, it says he won't raise his voice in the streets, Jesus, but the Father will raise his voice. Verse 13. The Lord will march out like a mighty man, like a warrior. Say warrior. Warrior. Soldier. Soldier. What did Mel Gibson shout? Freedom. What did he shout? Freedom. Oh, that is pathetic.
Freedom!
No, don't. What did Mel Gibson shout? One, two, three. I'm asking the tone of the text in Luke chapter 3. What is the tone of the text in which the Father shouted over your life, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." What is the tone?
Freedom!
Why don't you stand up and shout it and not be scared? So whoever that was. Do it again. Do it again. Kom, Bobsontein soldaat. Jy kan vryheid skree as jy wil. From the bottom of your lungs.
Freedom!
Freedom! Freedom!
Kom, jy. Ja.
Freedom!
The Lord will march out like a mighty man, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal with a shout. He will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies. For a long time, I have kept silent. How many years? 400 years he's kept silent. For a long time, I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp, and I pant. I don't know if I've ever recovered. From the trauma of the labor ward. I remember the doctor arriving looking like he was going to space with gumboots on. And I thought, oh heck. And I remember watching my wife's eyes and I watched her cry. And I remembered the wards and the different screaming that came. There was an Indian lady next door to us. And I remember her crying out. So how did God speak over his son? How do we speak over our children? What do I want to say to my child? The thing that I love most about my children is their breath. I love it. They don't know this, but for years, when they're asleep, I go and I just listen to their breath. And I love their smell. They all smell differently. He starts smelling a bit more differently than everybody else. Take yourself back to the labor ward, beautiful lady. And you look like a queen standing on stage now. But why don't you put that photograph up, please? Not you, don't worry. Friends, I know it's funny, but I believe God sent me to Pretoria for one reason. For you to understand the combination of a woman in labor, a soldier on the battlefield, and a father shouting at the top of their voice over your life. What did the labor ward sound like? What does a battle cry sound like? When there are weapons all around you, people are shooting, you're about to lose your life, you win a victory. What does a dad sound like when he's protective, when all of a sudden you have this child in your arms and you drive home and you're 24 years old and you don't know if you're going to be a good dad, and there's something inside of you that just wants to roar and you want to protect and you want to provide, and you get up early and you get a job and you go to work so that your children can flourish? And the combination of those three people is the voice from heaven that speaks over your life, 3CI. Ladies, pant and gasp and cry. Just do it as best you can. Right now, just do it. Do it. Yeah. And all of you men who need an epidural, if you've given birth, just shout out. Shout out. You've given birth. Shout out. Shout out. Shout. Not loud. Loudly. 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 Friends, I do not know. I do not know, because there are so many voices that determine our lives on this earth. I do not know if you know what the combination of a mother in a labor ward, a soldier victorious on a battlefield, and a father looking at his children. I do not know if you know the sound of the combination of those three voices, but if you do, we will change this world. Amen. We will change this world. And every bastard child that has been born in this nation, that have been left, friends, out in fields, still lying in the afterbirth of their mothers. Over those children, friends, if them, as the waters break, the Father in heaven shouts, "That is my son. That is my daughter whom I love. With them I am well pleased." Now, ladies, you are going to participate with me. Yeah, ye sweet ne, Robbie. Yeah. Ye kan verduisende sing. Maar as jy in die kerk staan, dan is daar moeilikheid, nê? Nee. Ja. Ja. This is what we're going to do. I want 10 fathers, just 10 fathers, to come and join me here. 10 fathers, come. We're just using my children today because I didn't want to embarrass yours. Come stand all around. All of you, just come stand all around. Friends, I just want you to know one thing. For you soldiers standing, for you mothers sitting, And for you dads there, I want us to shout now at the top of our voice. This is my son. And remember, we've said this many times. It doesn't say daughter, because daughters never got inheritances. It says son. He's not being gender exclusive. He's being gender inclusive. He's taking on society. He's showing us that girls in God get exactly the same inheritance as boys in God. This is my daughter. I know that. But in the sight of God, this is his son in Jesus, whom he loves. With her, he is well pleased. This is my son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased. This is my son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased. This is my son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased. Now, in your best combination of labor mother, victorious soldier, and heavenly father, let's shout out, this is my son whom I love, with him I'm well pleased. Let's do it. One, two, three. This is my son whom I love, him I'm well pleased. Receive that. 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 Yes, ma'am, you're crying. Hester, receive that now. Receive that now. Let's do it again, just to shake away all the voices on earth that dictate us. One, two, three. This is my son, whom I love. With him I'm well pleased. God bless you.